Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to us, great things in store for us. And all who follow him, all who hear him out, will be thoroughly blessed in every way of life. Nobody has to miss out unless they reject the loving ways of God. A man that rejects salvation is embracing Satan's future and all the problems that go with it. He's disconnected himself from the source of life, and he's going to remain in a fallen state. Men and angels have a lot in common. The main difference, in my opinion, is the angels are made, and they saw God face to face. They were given a lot more knowledge than we were given. We were born and we learn as we grow. Now the Lord give everybody something. There's something that God has given every single person. It's a gift. It's a knowledge. It's a skill. An interest. But every person must choose to multiply. They must choose to go forward with it. And they can solve problems that nobody else can solve. Some people can solve problems too, similarly, but not exactly. That's why every single person has something distinct about them, something that sets them apart from everyone else. Just like their fingerprint, so is their design. And people on this side of heaven, because we grow from glory to glory, or we grow, we multiply over time in our knowledge. We learn everything, and we have to sort things out. Some people learn aside from the Word of God. And what Satan did, he tried to get everybody interested in the world system. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, pride of life. These things carry you far away from where God intended you to be. Positionally, scholastically, socially, even your skill set that God gave you. It can't function like it can if you structure your life according to His word. But if you structure your life according to Satan's word, you will never be what God intended you to be. That beautiful person, that wise and strong person that God intended you to be. The intelligence has been altered if you look to the world. There's only two persuasions, God and Satan. The scientists would have you believe there's no God, no Satan. But the evidence is all around. Now, all the evidence that God gave us requires faith. And all the evidence that Satan gave you is a lie. And it just looks right. He's an illusionist. A lying illusionist. And you can't build your life following any illusions. And as you learn God's word, you start exposing the illusions for darkness. You expose it for what it is in the sight of everyone. That's why Satan hates Christians, because they can topple his kingdom. They can expose it, and the white harvest, people that are ready to believe, will believe. But the laborers are few, so a lot of the white harvest die on the vine. They die. See, the grace period is the vine. Is that vine. and they don't use it. It's like having a crop of cotton and nobody picks it. Eventually, the time will pass for its use. So it is with soybeans. So it is with corn. If nobody picks it, it'll rot in the field. If nobody lives the life of God and follows God, people are going to rot in the field. And the time of grace will be gone, and then the time of judgment will come. And the same people that could have been saved are not. But the Lord has people that follow him, and he's activated them, and they're reaping a lot of people. And I thank God for this last hour. Now, we're in the last few moments. The rapture can come today for all I know. Because in November, he said, tell my people my return is imminent. This is June the 21st. I mean, any day now, he will return. So we have to be ready. But understand, Lord has put in place people who have done their job. Now, he said many that are first will be last, and many that are last will be first. And he explained something to me. This is a condition of the anointing. See, the anointing positions people. People who walk in love have greater anointings. And God can use them wherever they are. You know, he'll design them for what they have to do. And when he activates them and they get in that position and they start obeying God, they are more effective than people that were known to be in the front. Some people have backslidden, or they stop growing, which is another form of backslidden. They're still in the kingdom of God, but their integrity was not as high as it should have been, and their love is not as strong as it should have been. And the anointing multiplies wherever there's integrity and love. Great love multiplies the anointing. Now remember, love is a verb. It's not something that sits around wishing. Love is active. Love is a verb. The New Testament calls it charity. It's when you get up and do something about the problem. Well, some people got up and did something about the problem. And they position them, so they live their life to serve God. But many that are first will be last, because Satan distracted them and they got off track and they preached another gospel, or they compromised somewhere. And then the Lord has people that love him. And those that are first, some of them are rich. They have more money. But if they don't have the love to match it, they can't use the money for God's purpose. They'll lavish themselves while people are dying on the vine. But God has people who don't have much money, but they have the anointing. They'll win souls. Many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first. And sometimes the people that are last in the eyes of men are first in the eyes of God. And people that are first in the eyes of men are last in the eyes of God. And some of them are not even in the kingdom anymore. They've drifted so far and fallen away. And they were in place. They were in the kingdom of God. They were preaching the gospel. They were doing the right thing. And then they deviated from the heart of God's will and taught error. And they caused more damage. But those that love God, they will win souls that will last, because we bear fruit after our kind. The Lord taught me this. And they don't need a lot of money to do it, to do God's will. They can use the resources that's in front of them and win millions of people. Why? Because the Lord can do such things. The Lord can cause a man to write a paper that will get published, and just like footprints, and bless people all over the place for generations. Don't discount the wisdom of God. He needs people that love him. Not people who love this world. Satan would have you focus on what's big and fantastic, but God honors people that focus on his heart. People that will do what he say. People that will hear him out. Now, God loves us and he cares about us. And he wants us to understand his word. And those that are wise, they fill their heart with God's word and they do the things of God. And they become promoted by God. But they may look the same. They may look like they always did. No Star Wars. No magic. No fantastic explosions. But God is with them. And when they do what God gives them to do, it's going to always work. Now, I thank God for all the people that the Lord told me this a long time ago that people, many people would become preachers. And he used a situation that I was used to. I used to work on cars. I had a mobile auto service, so I work on cars in almost every neighborhood in Birmingham. And some neighborhoods were good, some were bad, some you had to finish what you were doing before it got dark. And I was working on a car, and three guys were standing around, and they said, he's not going to make it. He's going to run out of time. And they were not mechanics. But in the last hour, they became mechanics, and they helped me put that transmission in before it got dark. They didn't just become mechanics. They became professional mechanics. And we put that transmission in a few moments. In a few minutes, we had it running. We had it ready to go. And I woke up, I said, Lord, what was that about? He said, in the last days, many people are going to become preachers. Now, they're not going to just become preachers. They're going to become people that will do exactly what God say. And they will do what God needs them to do now, in real time. They will be given the knowledge, the training, and everything all at once. And people are making YouTube videos that are very effective. People are having dreams about the rapture. And these are not people who were ordained, went to school for ministry, but they're receiving dreams from God and they're doing something with it. They're not just forgetting about it. They are publishing it on YouTube. It don't even cost them anything except for their cell phone bill that they're already paying. They're making YouTube videos and it's just going viral. You know, one girl had 5,000 likes and maybe 90-something dislikes. Another guy, he just started his and he got about 500 likes already. And we share it. You know, people are, the word, see, if it don't look first class, people, proud people would discard it. There's nothing. No, that's just a person with a dream. But when you got people saying the same thing, it's God. Now, he told me in November, he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And I just sat up in my bed thinking about it. And I didn't put mine on YouTube. I do mine on the website. I don't know how to do YouTube yet. And then people are putting the same things. They're having dreams. They're seeing visions. They've been to heaven. Some of them saw hell. Some of them saw the tribulation period of time when the wars break out. Different aspects. One guy saw how he was so disgusted with sinners. He called for Satan to say, get your people out of here. That dream had thunder in it. It was awesome. You got the Ugandan pastor. Everybody need to watch the Ugandan pastor because so many people are have deviated far off track and don't know it, just like the Ugandan pastor did. But God taught him. He worked with him. And he came back. And he's alive to God now. And the other pastor that died that almost went to hell because of unforgiveness, he asked the Lord to forgive him in the ambulance, but he didn't forgive his wife. And the angel said, if you die now, this is where you'll be. In the ambulance, you asked the Lord to forgive you, but you didn't forgive your wife. How many people didn't forgive their wives and their husbands and their children and their ex-wives because of the child support problem and the lies and the court costs? These things create bitterness. Satan he's trying to network you right out of the kingdom of God. Don't fall for his lies. Don't fall for his frustration. God forgave you. You forgive everybody else. And stay in the love of God. Don't let nothing knock you out of the love of God. It's not worth it. People are going to be evil. People are low down. God's going to get rid of them. But you love them. You love them. You love them with God's love towards you, in hopes that he can get them out of their faults and the web of Satan. See, everybody that's mean to you, they're trapped in Satan's kingdom. And hopefully we can get them back out. I know they mean, contrary, and you don't want to think about them being saved, but it's important. God loves them too. If your love can help them get them out of this trap, we need that. Sometimes they're the mother of your children or the father of your children. And you're going to harass them and raise hell. And then when your children go to heaven, they may go to heaven if they go with no parents. Because God's not going to allow people to go up there with unforgiveness in their heart. Don't be tricked by, people are letting Satan just tear their life apart over nothing. It's time now to trust the Lord and do it this way. And see, part of the problem is false teaching. See, when people teach the word right and people they grow in their heart and they become strong, false prophets always weaken the people. And when they get weak, they do funny stuff. They do worldly things when they get weak. They start looking at the world and looking over their shoulder and lusting and being greedy. And the way of pride is more important. See, when people get in pride, they start hating God. Because you'll love one master and hate the other. Pride will cause you to love Satan and hate God. I know that don't sound good on paper, but let me put it this way. A man's a preacher. He's got a message that he feels will make him look good and popular before the people. God give him a message that'll save their soul, but he knows that they're going to be frustrated with it. The one he preaches, the one that he was persuaded by. If he preached the one that he wrote because he feels it's going to make him look better and not be in trouble with the people, he's no different than Saul. When Saul let Agag live and let the people keep possessions of the Amalekites. All the possessions of the Amalekites had demons on it. It was tainted. All of it was supposed to be destroyed, burned, and left behind. But they brought that junk in Israel. And God, to the point, God fired Saul from being king. And he tried to kill David. He had a choice. The prophet said, kill all of them, even the babies. Now, when the Lord says something like that, that's important. Because they tried to kill, if they would have grown up to become a snare to Israel. And the Lord had to protect his covenant he made with Abraham. And he let the king live. Pastors that preach what they want to preach and ignore God, they sided on the wrong side. They took the wrong bait. You obey what you trust the most. Every time. So the trust of God has to be in place. If people don't trust the Lord, things are going to be out of place. And the Lord can't use them. But God has people that will follow him, that will be true, like Zadok, the priest. And he can use them mightily. And sometimes secretly, you don't get an entourage every time you're anointed. And I've noticed and I've watched, a lot of preachers are afraid of the anointing on others. If they can be afraid of your anointing to the point they don't want you in their pulpit. I know what I'm talking about. I faced it. I preached at church. I said, this will be the last time I preach here because they're not going to invite you back. I'm not angry about it. That's just the way it is. If people love God, they serve God, they want more of him. But when they love their will in their way, they're going to vote their way. Against God's way. Can't serve one master. But I serve the Lord my God and King. I know that sounds blunt, but it's true. Those who obey God, they are the sons of God. Those who follow God, they are the sons of God. No matter time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. These are the last days. This could be the last one. In the days of grace, of course. But I thank the Lord that he's returning soon, that he's returning to a glorious church that love him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.